Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. So the previous Mishnayot all spoke about how if someone has a barrier, somebody has a separation, somebody has a different type of produce growing in between one type of fruit, that at that point, that's considered to be a separation in terms of Pe'ah. And now it's two fields, and Pe'ah has to be given by both fields individually. Over here, though, we're going to talk about a different type of separation, which is a legal separation. If you have ownership of one field by two different people, that's considered to be two different fields, even though one may look at it and see, oh, it's one big field over there, it doesn't matter. If it's owned by two people, it's considered to be two separate fields, and Pe'ah has to be given from each field individually. Mishnah says, Ha'achim shehalku notnin shtei pe'ot. If you have brothers who inherited land, for example, and they divide that land into two different plots, they each have to give separate pe'ah from their part of the field. Hazru v'nishtatefu notnin pe'ah achat. But if they join back together again, after they separated, they wanted to join their fields back into one more time again, what could they do at that point? It's considered to be one big field, and they give pe'ah for the entire thing. And that's only talking about when they joined together before the harvest began. That's considered to be the point that we're talking about. If the harvest didn't begin and they joined together as one, they only give one pe'ah once the harvest begins. But if the harvest already began, at that point it's considered to be too late to join into one field for that season. And no matter what, they have to give two different pe'ot from each side of the field. Mishnah is going to bring a similar case with a tree. Shenayim shehalakhu et ha'ilan notin pe'ah ahat. If you have two people who bought ownership of a tree, if they bought it as one together, and they didn't split it, it's owned jointly by them, they give pe'ah, one pe'ah for both of them. So they each own 50% of the whole tree. So they only need to give one pe'ah because they both own the whole tree. Lakach zeb sefono v'zeh deromo. If they split it in a different way, if one guy bought the north side of the tree and the other person bought the south side of the tree, zeh noten pe'ah le'atzmo v'zeh noten pe'ah le'atzmo. They each have to split. They each have to give pe'ah from their side. So if the guy who owned the north side of the tree, he has to give pe'ah on the north side of the tree. Whoever bought on the south side of the tree has to give pe'ah on the south side. And the whole chidush over here is that you may think that only when it comes to a big field could you have ownership by two different people on two different parts. But when it comes to a tree, come on, you only give one pe'ah even if it's owned by two separate people, two different sections. And that's the chidush over here of this part of the Mishnah, that no, you could even have a tree that is divided into two different parts. Third case of the Mishnah, Hamocher kilhei ilan. If somebody sells tree sprouts are usually grown a little bit and then uprooted and then planted somewhere else. Betoch sadeu, he sells in his field tree sprouts that are still in the ground. Noten pe'ah mikol ehad ve'ehad. The buyer, the person who bought these tree sprouts, he has to give pe'ah on every single tree sprout that he buys. The point over here is even if he has tree sprouts next to each other, since this person doesn't own the land under the tree sprout, he owns each individual tree sprout. Each sprout is considered to be its own field, and you have to give pe'ah from each one individually. And now Rabbi Yehuda is going to qualify that case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ematai, when is that talking about? Bizman shilo shiyed ba'al hasadeh. Only talking about when the owner of the field didn't leave any tree sprouts for himself, but he sold them all to a buyer. Avalim shiyed ba'al hasadeh, hu noten pe'ah lakol. But if the owner... the original owner of all those of that field, if he still retains some tree sprouts for himself, at that point he sold everything under the assumption that he was going to leave pe'ah for all of them because he's still the owner of the land with tree sprouts. But if he sold all the tree sprouts, the case of the Mishnah like we just had a second ago, then each person, the new owners, or the buyer, has to leave pe'ah for each tree individually. But over here, if the owner, the original owner, still retains tree sprouts, at that point he has to give pe'ah for everything because he still retains ownership of the land with tree sprouts that are connected to it.